High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We, of course, are focusing and talking about Jerusalem Day. Today is Yom Yerushalayim. It is a very important date in the Jewish calendar. And we wanted to check in with Bafana Modise. He is the spokesperson at the South African Friends of Israel. Good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you?
Well, good morning, Howard, and good morning to the listeners. I'm good. Yourself?
I am well, thank you. So it is an incredibly important day. Unfortunately, the narrative of the day is being hijacked to some extent. We're talking Nakba and all sorts of horrors, but actually this is a truly magnificent day in the calendar, in Israel's calendar. Give me your perspective.
No, definitely. 56 years ago, the Zionist dream or the longing of the Jewish people was fulfilled. Next day in Jerusalem became a reality. This is one moment in history where Jerusalem for the first time was open for worship for Christians, Jews, and Muslims. But not only that, we remember that when we speak of Jerusalem, we speak about the capital for 3,000 years. Of Israel, of the Jewish people. So yes, we understand that the other side, the BDS and others, have tried to mislead the general public with this Nakba, the catastrophe and all of that. But however, to us, it's a celebration moment to say that for 3,000 years and more, we have been longing for Jerusalem. We have been longing for the re-establishment, the restoration of Jerusalem. And it has happened in our lifetime. And today, as we speak, it is the capital of Israel. So Israel was incomplete without Jerusalem.
And what's, of course, interesting and very important to note, somehow it gets forgotten along the way, is that before 1967, there wasn't an independent Palestinian state. East Jerusalem, in fact, was controlled by Jordan, and there didn't seem to be any pressure there to demand independence from Jordan.
Definitely. If you look at also Gaza, Gaza was under the Egyptian rule. So there was no Palestinian independence. There was no uprising or a nation that defined themselves as Palestinians. It was only after 1967 when they have lost the war to actually, when Nasser lost the war to push the Jews back to the sea as he had claimed, that all of a sudden we had this movement of people saying that we demand independence. We are the Palestinian people. But the reality is that there was no such thing. We took Jerusalem from Jordan, and Jordanians, they were not necessarily opened Jerusalem for Jews or even for Christians. It was basically a Jordanian territory, and Gaza was an Egyptian territory. So it's very hypocritical today that they never demanded independence from their own Arab brothers. But it's only when Israel took charge and defended itself against annihilation that today we have people saying it's our ancient homeland. Meanwhile, there was never a Palestinian or rather a Palestinian state or independence or even a cry for that independence while Egypt and Jordan had power. So yes, you are correct.
The other interesting thing, and I think noteworthy, is the fact that during that time, before 1967, Jews were not able to go to their holiest site. Now, there's Muslims, Christians, Jews, everybody has the freedom to practice and worship in the city of Jerusalem.
True. I always say that if you want to look at how, what is discrimination or apartheid, you cannot look into Israel and find that, because Israel is the only state that actually opened the doors of Jerusalem to all religions, including Muslims. And today, Muslims, Christians, and Jews, even earlier this month, last month, during Pesach and Ramadan and Easter, it was beautiful to see people gathering there of different faiths.
It was amazing.
To worship. Mm. It was amazing. It was a beautiful thing. However, the other side wanted, if you know, there was a riot taking place there in Jerusalem, trying to use or abuse these holiest days to somehow claim political or terrorist agenda. But it's just good to see what Israel has become, as much as it is a Jewish state in identity and character, but it is also an open democracy for all people, Arabs, Jews, Christians. I mean, it's amazing that the Jews took back that land, and they didn't say it's only for us. They opened it for everyone, understanding the value that Jerusalem represents to many believers across the world, including Muslims.
Yeah, what's fascinating is that these things, that this information isn't information that you know and I know, but nobody else does. The fact that many in South Africa, certainly, and around the world, choose to completely ignore these facts, because that's what they are. They're undisputed in terms of their accuracy. It's quite an incredible thing how much effort it takes to create another narrative.
When you look at the BDS, they try so hard to defend this, but the truth is, it's fully built on anti-Semitism. It's built, when you are filled with hatred, even the one thing that makes sense to you, it doesn't make sense to you, because you want to push what you think you believe or what you think is correct. You look at the ANC and the BDS comrades, they still today claim that the Jews are settlers in their homeland. They still want to push the idea that as South Africans, their lands were taken from them, so are the Palestinians. But that didn't happen. Those lands they happened during a time of conflict, a time of war. It didn't just happen because there was a policy of a supreme government taking over. The Arab leaders lost, and when they lost this war, they found themselves coming up with these narratives that sadly today are polluting the world, and actually not far from the truth, looking at what Israel is, what Israel represents. And this truth, it's well known by most people, but no, some of us, we chose the woke culture, trying to be woke, trying to denounce the Jews. I mean, today there are still people who are saying Jews are not Jews. And I'm like, what are you saying? It's like you're telling me black people are not black people. There are still people who are saying the Bible never happened. There was no Abraham. But then it's been for almost 5,000 years, 2,000 years of Christianity, and the story to this day is still being told. So when you have people like that in society, even when they see the truth, they will still want to believe a lie. And that lie stems out of their hatred for the Jewish people, their intolerance to religious beliefs, and they just try to mask it up with this human rights, whatever they call it, human rights view, which I've always said that, why is it that in the world, human rights are only applicable to Israel, but any other state is not a human rights issue? You have Russia today that has been clapping hands, that the ANC has been clapping hands for. We have many China, that the same ANC, you have Iran, that even Mandla Mandela himself had to go and visit, and he didn't even talk about human rights there. So why is it that Israel is the only country that has been seen or that has been forced to uphold this high moral or high human rights thing? And as I've said, Israel is a democracy. It's open for all religions, open for all people, and Arabs and Jews can do and live freely in that land. So you see that all of this stems out of anti-Semitism. And when you are filled with hatred, you believe a lie, even when the
because
truth
you
is in front of you.
Absolutely. Bafana Modise, spokesperson for the South African Friends of Israel. Thank you for that incredibly interesting and supportive conversation. 7:32, good morning.